Hey y'all, it's Alante, and you're listening to Blackin' in Grad School, the podcast that helps women and people of color like you excel in this journey. If you're listening, I believe you are an aspiring or current scholar who wants to successfully navigate this process. By sharing my experience while pursuing my PhD and interviewing other Black graduate students or early career professionals, it is my hope that you can glean encouragement, advice, and strategies that you can apply to your journey. Thanks for listening. I'm back again with an episode for the end of my freaking second year. I don't believe it that this much time has flown by and 2 years of my PhD program are done. Like, what? Oh my gosh. It's amazing how time flies when you're doing stuff. I don't know if I've been having fun this year, but definitely so much has transpired. And so we're going to get right into it. First up, Lessons from the Trap. Now, this song I feel is very, very, very timely and like good given like the tone of the rest of our conversation today, because this has been a year, an academic year, where I've really had to go inward and focus on Alante. And so the song I picked is from Ray Shrimmer. I have no idea how I stumbled upon this song because it's not like on the radio, and I don't think it's even on any of the playlists I typically listen to when I'm trying to find new rap trappish type songs. But I really, really like this. Now, I'm not even going front the point of the song, not exactly sure. However, I really, really do love the chorus, and the name of the song is In the Heat of the Moment. Should have said that part. And literally the chorus just goes, in the heat of the moment, I know I can trust myself and I know I can count on myself. And so that has been so, so clear, made clear for me this year, learning how to trust myself and how to rely on myself and really just care for and count on and rely upon myself. So I'm going to start with the bad, and we're going to end on the good note, because a lot of the not so great things that happened this year have definitely influenced all that has gone really well. And so I want to start with really the academic year. When I look at it as a whole, it's almost so hard to remember what happened like in August and when I started my second year, because I was so focused on getting through my comprehensive exam process for the second department I'm in. And so the second department is structured a little bit differently, which I've explained in previous episodes how my qualifying exam process was organized for the second program. And so I spent the first semester really just getting ready to do that. So there were like a pre-qualifying presentation. There was a course that we took to prep us for the qualifying exam. Then I had to submit a paper, and then I had to do a qualifying actual exam. So with all of those things, that was just really my focus, was like getting those milestones completed and completed well. And all the while, we were dealing with, you know, what I've shared, I feel like almost every episode now, with my grandfather. And so more so in the second semester, though, my semester started, you know, of course, really rocky with my grandfather passing. But what I didn't share is that my qualifying exam, well, actually, let me go back. Over Christmas break, I was supposed to like take 2 or 3 days after submitting my qualifying exam paper to rest and kind of have some quiet time in Pittsburgh, and then get to Detroit, like say on the 23rd. I think my paper's due on the 20th. Well, my mom was like, you need to come home today. And so I pressed submit and I drove straight to Detroit to be with my grandfather. And near the end of his life, there was a lot of discomfort. And as a result, he needed like around the clock care. And so I spent my Christmas break literally spending the night in my grandfather's nursing home room, you know, pretty much going home to shower, take a nap. And I was usually there from about noon to 6 a.m. like every day. And because my mom was doing that the entire time prior to me getting there, of course, you know, the week and a half that I was there, I wanted to relieve her as much as I could. So that is what I did during my break. And admittedly, it was a lot of, it was very emotionally taxing. And so I felt like I went from like the grueling process of my graduate requirements and trying to get through this qualifying exam process into a really emotionally taxing situation. And so it was just I was just very depleted. And that's why I knew come January, for those of you all who've been listening and, you know, rocking with your girl for a minute, you know, I took a break in January because one, I had my qualifying exam, and two, I was just really, really, really tired. And so that happened. I came back to Pittsburgh maybe a day before my exam started. I hoped to get a week, you know, just things just were not going the way we plan in our heads, which is okay. You know, I don't regret at all spending that time with my grandfather, but, it just was like I just kept having to switch back and forth. Like either I was like high, you know, intellectual energy, or I'm like going into my emotional energy and trying to, you know, be there for my my mother and my stepfather and my family and of course my grandfather. And so that was really tough. And I finished the exam, but every single day, my grandfather and I talked in the evening when I was wrapping up working on a qualifying exam. And one thing I'll tell you, or what has been my experience, I'll say, is that the graduate school, the qualifying exam, the way it's structured here is that it's supposed to take you 8 hours a day and you have, you know, X amount of days to complete it. And I think we got 5 days. Well, that never really happens, right? Because you're like obsessing over what you're writing. You're obsessing over your analyses, all of this jazz. And so, and you still have to write it up and make sure it's actually cohesive. And so as a result, you're spending way more than 8 to 10 hours on it. I think I probably was around the ballpark of about 10 hours a day. But around 6 is when I would talk to my grandfather. And after that, I just was like spent. Like it was literally every conversation with him just, you know, let me into like an emotional spiral. But I didn't know what day it was going to happen, because that's kind of where we were at coming into the new year, is like not almost any day now, but like we were really preparing for that. And so he and I were having some really hard conversations. So it was just a lot, y'all. I don't know how else to put it. It was just a lot to be going through at that time. And so then I get through the exam, it's submitted, and I'm like, this is like literally a POS, like a piece of. And so I was like, you know, whatever, but I tried, and I will figure out the outcome when it happens. I don't even care, because I'm so concerned about my grandfather. So I finished my qualifying exam, y'all. This is how crazy my life is. Literally the next day, I went to a conference for a week. And then the following week I had to give my qualifying exam presentation, which is kind of an oral defense of my paper. And so all of these things are happening, and I'm giving it my attention, but also at the same time, I'm always talking to my mom, talking to my grandfather, seeing how things are going there. During my time in DC at the conference, he's been put in hospice. And so I'm just trying to like, kind of like heads down, trying to like just get through each piece of this process I'm in. Like I just got to get through the next day, next day, next day, next day. And so I finished my qualifying exam presentation, I want to say on a Thursday. I had planned on coming home, I think. No, actually I didn't plan on. I planned on coming home the following weekend. So the first weekend in February, I was planning to come home because it was one of my dear friends, shout out to my girl Heather, her 31st birthday, because I missed her 30th birthday with my qualifying exam process from 2018 for the other program. And so as a result, I was like looking forward to seeing her, hanging out with her, and Yeah, so I was like, I'll be home in 2 weeks, whatever. My mom calls me on Friday, and she's like, you need to come home right now, you know, because they've told us, you know, XYZ, that, you know, it's only going to be a matter of hours. Luckily, you know, I do live 4 hours away, so I just get in the car. I tell my advisor, like, hey, I don't know when I'll be back, but I'm going home, and I'll keep you in the loop about what's going on. But y'all, I finished my thesis defense the day before. I mean, it hadn't even been a full, it had maybe just been a full 24 hours before my mom called me to come home. And so again, I kept going back and forth. Like, I'm strained intellectually, going right back into the emotional process. And so I get home, and we spend the next 4 days, you know, with my grandfather in his transition, and that just really, really wrecked me. I had so little left, I think, like, in my body to, like, get through. It was, like, so much going on. There was, like, the stress of the qualifying exam. Like, that is a stressful process. Like, did I do enough work? Do I really know what I, am I really competent for this degree, you know? Is this enough? Am I gonna get slaughtered? Was it trash? Maybe I don't know anything that I thought I know, and I'm not even going to be a good grad student, or I really am not going to be a excellent researcher the way I want to be. That's just stress. It's just stressful. It's just stressful. And, you know, you have to wait to hear a response and all of this jazz. It's just, I don't know how to put it. It's a stressful situation. It wrecks your nerves alone, but in the same breath, I am dealing with my grandfather passing from stage 4 cancer. So it was just like a clusterfuck of things going on. I don't even know how else to describe the beginning of my 2019. And so my grandfather transitions, my mom and I, on the coldest day of the year, I think Detroit had like negative 35 degree weather, we are planning his funeral. The next day, the grading committee gets together and decides who passed or didn't pass the qualifying exam. So not only am I like grieving, I'm also still stressed because I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to pass or fail, but I'm like, at least I'm at home while this is happening. So if I failed, I'll just take the super L, you know, just the super of super L's of super L's, and it's okay. Because honestly, what's happening, the loss of my grandfather, is way bigger than failing a qualifying. Well, I found out I passed, but how can you be happy about passing a qualifying exam when you're dealing with the loss of like someone who's so important to you? So it was so hard to even be happy about it, especially when my grandfather was like a major supporter of my work. He knew my work the way I knew it. And I know my family loves me and supports me, but no one has taken the time to get to know my work and understand what I do the way my grandfather did. That win didn't even feel like a win because the person I celebrate those wins with wasn't here. And I still had to go through with, you know, putting my grandfather to rest with my mom. And I feel like the way that our family is structured, like the way that my mom, my grandfather, and I, which is my nucleus, my nucleus of my family, you know, I'm very involved, and I've always been adamant about being involved. And so I really was a part of like picking out a lot of details. And so even while it was really, really, really hard, I knew that I wouldn't have had it any other way. So I got back to school, and literally I just was like, I had ended up missing like 3 weeks of class as a result. And the course I was in was like, I know I could have gotten a hang of it, but I just like the fact that I had missed 3 weeks, and I didn't even have like the software downloaded. I was like, I'll just drop it. Take a break from the stress, because if you listen to my first semester update from 2017, and some episodes around there, I also talk about how tired I am because we went through this again last year. And so it was like almost like a 2 year process of like what's going on with Papa, you know, will he or won't he? And it's just been, it was just very emotionally taxing. And there were a lot of emotions to process with that, especially when you're losing someone to, you know, such a terrible disease as cancer, and they're fighting to live. So it was just, it was a lot, y'all. So I just was like, I can't be worried about this class because I don't want to do anything. You know, I'm just tired. I'm so tired. And I did both these qualifying exams, all this going on. I'm driving back and forth, spending money doing that, which again, it wasn't that it was an issue. It was just a lot going on. It was a lot to do. And so, ooh, that just was hard. And I moved very, very slow. Like, there's already, everyone kind of around me, like, lagged after the sprint that is a qualifying exam. Like, my entire cohort, we were all moving kind of slow. But I feel like I was moving at, like, a snail's pace because of, like, the additional stuff on my plate. And so I know when I kind of established, like, my 2019 goals, one of them was to submit my two papers. And as I'm recording, my first paper hasn't been submitted. I mean, I think it's really, really close to submission. But what I wanted to do was submit both of those papers by the end of the semester. And so I feel like this is a consistent goal, a consistent lesson, a reoccurring lesson is that, you know, whatever timeline we have, it probably takes, you know, way longer than what we're thinking. And there's steps in it that we're not considering, which happened. And it's okay now, because it is really, really close to, I think, the finish line, and I will have that first paper submitted. And I think I've learned a lot about how my advisors work and think and what they want to see and what they need to see for things to move forward. With that, I am able to, I think that I'll be able to speed up the second paper submission process versus this first time. So I think for you listening, if you are planning to do submissions or something that requires a lot of involvement with your advisor and you have some timeline, you know, be prepared and open to learning about what that, learning about the process of, say, submitting a paper or getting a proposal together and what they need to see so that when you do it again, because I feel like almost everything we do, we end up having to do once or twice, it will put you in a better position to do it more quickly and more efficiently the second time around. So that was something that I'm a little upset about, but like, it is what it is. The semester's over now, so whatever. And what else went bad? My personal life was just really, really tough. Like, you know, for those of you who have experienced a great loss, you understand how difficult it is and how you can respond and how those around you can respond. And it's just hard. Like, it's just a hard thing to do. And something that happened that I didn't really share because I was just like very casually dating somebody. I'm talking about y'all. My grandfather's funeral was on, I think, the 3rd of February. I got back the next day, the 4th, I had to drive back to Pittsburgh because I have missed, again, 3 weeks of school at this point. And then that Saturday, I'm like, oh, hey, let's go have dinner. You know, I know I've been gone. He was, like, super cool and supportive through the process. Went to dinner, and he dropped me. I just really couldn't take no more. And I was, it's funny because it's like, I was so enthralled with, like, the loss of my grandfather that I didn't really even process what happened between like me and this person until probably last month. Like, yo, this mug really dropped me today after, like, not even 3 or 4 days after my grandfather passed. Like, that is like interesting. I'm not gonna say good or bad because he had to do what was best for him, but it was just so crazy. So I just felt like my personal life was like all turned upside down. I had friends that I thought I was gonna be able to rely on that weren't reliable. I mean, it just was like so much that kind of like a ripple effect from the loss of my grandfather. And it just made a lot of things hard. And so I really took some time and just went inward and just cared for myself. And yeah, my personal life was like rough as hell, y'all. I don't even know how else to put it. It was just hard. And it was hard trying to be motivated to continue doing this work with the podcast through it all. But you know, with the good thing, the things that went well is that I did it. You know, I did it. And it was really, really hard. It was taxing. It was, but I just knew that I had to continue to persist. That was the only option. That's the only option that I've had. That is my plan A, is to persist, and I'm going to get this freaking degree, right? And so I just kept moving forward as gentle as I could. And so I think that's something that really went well, is the fact that I understood and have learned how to be more gentle with myself. A lot didn't get done this semester, but the important stuff did get done. And I'm grateful for that. So, like, let's just go ahead and transition right into the things that went well. Hey, hey, taking a quick break during this episode to invite you to the Grad School Success Summit hosted by yours truly. In its second year, the summit is a 3-day virtual experience with workshops and seminars led by current professional and graduate students, faculty, career development professionals, and more. These sessions will focus on issues related to navigating the early stages of the graduate school journey. So join us May 20th through 22nd to get the tools you need to transition smoothly to graduate school, whether you're coming from undergrad, the workforce, or you're headed to a PhD program out of a master's program. It's open to all disciplines and degree types, so MDs and JDs, you're more than welcome to come as well. Register for free 99 at gradschoolsummit.com. Again, that's gradschoolsummit.com. Can't wait to see you there. Let's get back to the show. All right, so what went well? Like I said, I was very gentle with myself. And taking my time when it comes to my personal situations as well as my academic life. And the first thing I did was I started a writing practice. And so I'm a little over 50 days of writing consistently. So like I started it, I want to say, let's see. I think I was like literally in the hospital when I started my writing practice, no lie. The first day was January 28th. Yep. And my grandfather died on the 29th. So the first day was January 28th. And I have been writing as consistently as possible. And I track what I write. And on average, I write for 2 hours a day. And it has helped me improve my writing and also get into the practice of writing. Because sometimes the bottleneck for me is the fact that I don't want to sit down and write, which I need to do to write a paper, to write a lot of stuff. And so I had to just like make it a practice, something that's becoming a habit. That's important for me, is making it a habit, because writing is so critical to everything that we do, right? And so I've started a writing practice, which gave me something to kind of focus on since I wasn't in classes until the second half of the semester. And I'm taking like a mini course, which we have here, it's a 6-week course. That went really well, and I feel like it's helped me overcome some of my own like qualms about writing. Second, a sliver of some of my work is actually being applied in the city of Pittsburgh. I spent the last year working with the Department of Mobility and Infrastructure here, which is a department within the city of Pittsburgh, local government, to identify the priorities as it relates to autonomous mobility in the city. And they released a document, and the mayor signed off some declarations about what they'll be doing moving forward, which I facilitated all the stakeholder meetings and met with the Department of Mobility and Infrastructure to kind of figure out their next steps. And so I was really proud that some of my work is showing up in the city of Pittsburgh. And it also gave me a great chance to meet a lot of people as a result. The department head, when I would see her at conferences and stuff, would always introduce me to the people around her and tell her the work that I was doing. And so it really helped with me starting to establish my network of transportation professionals. And that kind of goes into the next piece of me building my network. So I've been to 2 conferences in the academic year. One was the Transportation Research Board, and the second was the National Mobility Summit. Sorry. And at those two, I've met a lot of amazing people, some major powerhouses, and I actually have followed up with y'all. I mean, how many of us meet someone at a conference, take their card or exchange information, and don't follow up with every single person? Or it takes you like a month to follow up with them. That's me, okay? I'm actually more of the former. I will get your card and never follow up. Well, used to be. That's not me anymore. I created like a hack that helps overcome my anxiety about what to say. That's always been my frustration, like what to say. And this like improvement on my networking actually came from me attending the podcast conference. And I've shared before that I've always been nervous about networking, but I felt more comfortable in that space being it's much more creative and a lot more informal. And so I was able to just ask, you know, hey, what is your podcast about? And blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, duh, just do the same thing at your academic conferences. What is your research about? You know, what are you interested in? What have you been doing? Oh, this relates to what I've been doing, or it has or it hasn't. It's that simple. That's really all it is. And so I am able now to take a moment, think only slightly deeply about how I met this person, our connection, what we might have in common. And I write 1 to 2 sentences that connect us. And I'm like, you know, it's so great to meet you, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so I really have to just stop and pat myself on the back for improving my networking skills over this year. And I feel like I'm starting to build some good relationships, some closer than others. But I'm happy with that, because it's always been something I'm like, I'm not that I'm never going to make it, because I feel like, you know, what's meant for me is meant for me. But I know and understand the importance of a network, and opportunities come a lot of times through your network. And so I need to establish a network that reflects the field that I'm in. And so now I'm able to actually act on that. I've been taking action towards building that network, and I just want to like shout out myself. That's something that I feel like went really well this semester that I'm really, really happy about. I also got to present a couple of times this semester, or this academic year. I was on a panel at Railvolution. Oh, sorry, I went to another conference. I apologize. I forgot about that one. I also went to NSBE, and I went to, the National Mobility TRB. And I presented last week at a regional chapter of the Institute of Transportation Engineers chapter, like the Pittsburgh chapter. And so I've got to present a couple of times, and I feel just more confident in my work as a result. You know, we always hear when you go into a room, you are the expert on your topic. No one knows it like you do. But to experience it and to really feel like my insight is being taken seriously and considered and moving forward, again, with the city of Pittsburgh work or even in conversation with people, it's been very validating, and it's helped me build my confidence as, you know, a future thought leader in autonomous technology. And I want to say the same thing to you, you know, presenting, attending conferences, building that network, knowing others will really help to build your confidence in your work. And also passing the qualifying exam, something I forgot to mention is that, for real, it's almost embarrassing to say sometimes, but like, that was the first time I really felt like, okay, I'm actually smart. I feel like there are so many bright people around me who have decided not to go to graduate school for, you know, a million reasons that are completely valid. And I always felt like, you know, like I'm smart. Like I'm like not really smart. I am persistent. That has been my advantage. I am persistent. I'm willing to do the work, but like actually smart, I don't know. I feel like if I just keep showing up, I'm gonna get this PhD, you know? But like there's nothing about the way our qualifying exam is set up, because it's completely blind, it's anonymous, so there was no way for anyone to provide me with any favor or any bias, good or bad, could take place in the way that I presented my qualifying exam paper. That let me know, like, there's without a doubt that Alante, you're smart. It's okay that you're smart, and it's a good thing that you're smart in this freaking PhD program, right? And so I just wanted to share that, you know, a lot of times, and a lot of us experience imposter syndrome, and I feel like this helped me loosen the grip. But I'm like, why did it take I don't feel like it should have taken this much for me to get to that point. I just really don't. But it did. So it is what it ain't. But I just wanted to share that with you, that like I feel just, again, more confident in my abilities, and I trust myself more with my thoughts and my decisions as a result. And so that's something that I think has gone really, really well is, you know, while there were a lot of hardships that presented themselves through this process, I feel like I've come out of this semester while I am still grieving and I miss my grandfather so much. I just trust myself more on all facets of my life. I believe in myself more than I think I ever have. I just know that the importance of pouring into myself has become paramount. Like, that is the first thing you have to do. You can't do anything else when you don't pour into yourself. You can't do it well. You have to pour into yourself. That means taking care of yourself emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically first, and then everything else comes second. And that has looked a lot of different ways in the past year, but I just feel I'm so aware of it, and it's made me so grateful. And also giving more grace and compassion to others and giving me permission to say no a lot more, because I have to do what's best for me. And that's what's most important, period, for me. And also giving, that also gives permission to others to do what's best for them. And me respecting that and them respecting me doing what's best for me. So that's it, y'all. That is this year. I am so happy it's over. This semester specifically was really, really rough, but I'm not broken from it. I'm just tired as fuck. And it's okay. I'm also super grateful for everything. So grateful for the time I got to spend with my grandfather. I know a lot of us end up moving far away from family to handle grad school or to really pursue our dreams. And losses can make you feel some regret for doing so. And I would just say, even if you are far away, do what you can to stay connected with those you love. And so the peace I have with his passing, I feel grateful for, because I couldn't imagine being stressed from school, grieving, and then regretfulness. I just don't even know if those three emotions would be, I'd be able to handle it all. I don't know. And fortunately, I didn't have to figure it out. So hug and love on those that you have. And if you're far, call, cards, those things make a difference. They keep the connection. So thank you for listening. I feel like I was super emotional this episode. It was a very emotional semester for me. No, just, you know, facts. Those are just the facts. But as always, I'm so grateful for you listening. I can't wait to talk to you next week. Take care. Thanks again for listening to this episode of Blackin' in Grad School. For more content to help you on your grad school journey, check out blackingradschool.com. That's blkingradschool.com. Love this episode? Head over to Apple Podcasts to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. It's very much appreciated. Until next time.